Hey, it's time for Lower Wacker Live for July 3rd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman with you one more time this week. We're going to take the 4th off because I got to watch the big Trump parade. And then on Friday, we're off as well. So we'll be back with Lower Wacker Live coming up on Monday the 8th. What's going on this weekend for you? I'll listen. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, really? On the 4th? You're going to blow your fingers off. All right. Pete, you have like 19 animals in your house, right? Do they all freak out for fireworks? They do. I was going to say, I feel bad. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know if it's because I grew up in Wonder Lake where just everybody had three fingers when it was all said and done, you know. I don't know if it's from the fireworks or just from the water or something. But there is, it's always dangerous. And then when I moved to the city, I lived next to a park where they would do the traditional one guy goes over there and decides to, he made a run to Hammond. He made the comeback, and then for 4 hours, you just get boom. Then a bunch of smoke, and then like 2 minutes later, crackle, 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 crackle. I don't know, man. I can't stand it. It's what I assume Baghdad was like with the fall of Iraq. Like, it just feels like just we're celebrating a war zone. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. I also saw a stat, I was going to put this in today, I saw a stat that over 20% of the emergency room visits on the 4th of July when it pertains to fireworks are for sparklers. They are the hottest of the fireworks. You didn't even know this, right? You would never think that because it's just like, oh, it's so fun, and all the kids have it. They are the hottest temperature-wise of any of the fireworks. The other stuff could get you for, like, you know, actual explosion. But the sparkler, the actual inside of that thing is like 2,400 degrees or something. And so if you're like, oh, and a kid grabs or whatever, it's like third-degree burn. You're in the emergency room. So just remember that when you think that you're being responsible with your sparklers. You're not. What am I going to do? I'm going to watch Stranger Things, right? Going to the Cub Sox this weekend. How great is that, huh? And we're going out this tonight to do a little karaoke. Nothing says America and America, happy birthday, America, then karaoke in Chinatown. So that's what we're doing tonight. So it should be a lot of fun. Also, still smarting about softball, if anyone cares. Did anyone set up the petition? I didn't even look. Change.org of not playing Chicago Now this Monday. I was hoping that, you know, if you listened yesterday, you know that I'm annoyed with the schedulers, the commissioner. I haven't had any feedback yet from them. But this idea that they took the rain out, they didn't follow a chronological order in the rainouts. They got very specific and they changed games how they liked it. And it made the rivalry game against Chicago Now, the one that for years was destined to be a brawl. And then I turned and joined that team to win a championship. So the idea that we're against each other again, it's destined at great entertainment. And they put it on this Monday, the Monday that I can't do because of extended 720. So sign the change.org petition. All right, let's get to it. Here are your headlines. Are we ready for the huge military parade that's going to take over D.C. tomorrow? To my fellow right-wing Americans, are you down with a military parade? Does it make you feel tingly? What is it? Do you look at the footage of Chinese and Russian military parades and be like, oh man, I wish we had one of those? Yeah, I didn't think so. Truth is, nobody really wants a Pennsylvania Avenue military parade except, well, I don't know, the military and people who sell military stuff. And I'm not sure they even want one. Now comes word that the RNC is selling tickets to high-priced donors, essentially turning this into a political rally instead of a celebration of American independence. Offended. Although, before I get so bent out of shape on that one, can someone tell me that the past Democrat presidents didn't do the exact same thing? Because it feels like they probably did. We're talking about the DNC here and a president in Clinton that sold the Lincoln bedroom like it was an Airbnb. Come on. But still, we don't need tanks. Nobody needs tanks. Unless you have a hologram of James Garner popping out at the end and then he does a duet with Tupac's hologram, then otherwise I'm not in. Otherwise, this is going to be dumb. Here, you know what? You know what's going to be? It's going to be produced by the same people who produce the CMAs. That's all of Trump stuff. It's going to be, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Sugarland. You're like, oh, no one really wants Sugarland. And it's going to be all Lee Greenwood, little Smash Mouth thrown in. Anyway, can't watch. Can't wait to watch between binging episodes of Stranger Things. Oh, wait, this just in. The tanks won't be in the parade, Pete. Oh, they're too big. They're going to crush the street. So they're just going to be, and I don't make this up, they're just going to be parked behind the president when he makes his speech. Right. That makes sense. Wait a second. What speech? He's making a speech, too? He better be reading the Declaration of Independence. If he says no collusion or mentions how he beat Hillary in 2016, I'm going to lose it. And the bombs bursting in air. They said we couldn't win Wisconsin. You know that's what... Oh, God. What is going on? How is this even happening? Oh, that's right. It's America. Want to know what Governor Pritzker's capital plan means for Chi City? All right, here's what we got. Kennedy Reconstruction. They're going to rebuild Stoney and 95th. A blue line and green line improvements and construction on the bridge under the old post office because they're renovating that old post office to make it all techie. So there you go. Fill up that tank at the pump, Chicago. You wouldn't want to run out of gas while idling in one lane traffic on the Kennedy because it's coming. Oh, it's coming. For progress. For progress. A carnival is freaking Dan Ryan Expressway drivers out. The makeshift carnival with tilt-a-whirls and whatnot is bunched up against the exit ramp at 87th Street. Have you seen this? So while kids try their luck at Papa Shot on one side of the embankment, the other side is cars exiting at 50, 60 miles per hour. Come on. That's the only land in the 87th Street area that could accommodate a tilt-a-whirl. I think I have a solution, though. Instead of doing Papa Shot, water balloons into traffic, right? Winner gets a stuffed animal. I'm just a fountain of ideas. I'm a fountain of ideas. In sports, the Sox, the big doubleheader is here. Rough weather today, but all waiting for the first go-round for Sox phenom pitcher Dylan Cease. Not as big as the Kopech opener, but, you know, Cease didn't have season-ending injury, so, yeah, it's all about him today. Although, even though the Tigers are bad, they're always good against the White Sox, so Cease, he'll have his work cut out for him. But, hey, what a day, Sox fans. Here's what I'd like to see after the break. All right, I was thinking about this. Sox trade everybody for Madison Bumgarner so he can come ride dirt bikes on the south side. Then you finish the season strong, get ready to win the division next year with Bumgarner, Kopech, Rodon, Cease, and Lopez. Maybe even a Dane Dunning in there as well. Then on the offensive side of the ball, you got you designate John Jay, Charlie Tilson, Ryan Cordell, everyone else. Bring up Luis Robert, maybe even Nick Madrigal as well. Then you go, this is the batting order. Robert, Machado, not Machado, Mancada. So that was a Freudian slip. Wow. Well, no, we get Machado comes over. He comes. He hates it in San Diego. So now it's Robert, Machado, Mancado. They platoon. Abreu, McCann, Jimenez, Collins, Anderson, Madrigal, and Lurie Garcia for now. Then you sign Giancarlo Stanton next year to play right field. Boom! World Series brought to you by Justin Kaufman. JK, what up? Thank me later. Let's go Sox. Right? I got to figure it out. Rick Hahn. Paging Rick Hahn. I got it for you, buddy. The Cubs are wrapping up against the Pirates this week. They're hoping to at least split that road series and hold court with the Brewers. The Cubs come back home to go on the road to Sox Park for the weekend series, a series that has Kyle Hendricks pitching on Sunday. For the Cubs, they just need everyone to get healthy and trade Addison Russell for more hot dogs and maybe more pretzels for the Wrigley vendors. And we're good for a playoff run. When does Zobrist come back? Is he back? What's his deal? Do they not have IR for divorce? Like, isn't there like a 50, you have to be on a 15-day or 30, 60-day? Is he on the 60-day IL? Wow. All right, what else? Nothing with the Bulls, of course, Blackhawks. The Chicago Sky, currently in third in the East, around 500 within a game of the Dallas Wing. Did I read that right? The Dallas Wing? Not the Wings, it's the Dallas Wing? Just the Wing? Oh, man, I love the WNBA. All right, have a great holiday. Enjoy. Hope your dog doesn't freak out too much. Beats by Wes Restless, and we will see you back here on Monday. Happy 4th.